is where my memory gets hazy. But Greg tells me I got really chatty and spent the rest of the ride inviting the paramedics to come to church with me sometime. Clearly, I was no longer intimidated by the stairs. The good news was that I had cleared the ditch. The bad news was that when I had landed in a standing position against the handlebars, my femur had snapped in half. "Congratulations," the ER doc told me. "You managed to break the biggest bone in your body." I have only flashes of recollection from the next couple of days. I hazily remember my wife and two daughters being at the hospital, and I recall being angry when I realized my favorite pair of jeans had been cut off of me. At some point, my dad leaned over my hospital bed, looking concerned. I spent the night in traction until a surgeon was available to turn me into Wolverine, putting 18 inches of titanium into the two pieces of my femur and securing it with pins at the top and bottom. As in almost all difficult circumstances, in the aftermath, there were blessings to count and reasons to be thankful. One of my doctors told me of someone who had broken a leg in the same way, but had severed the femoral artery in the process and had bled out in the snow before help could arrive. For the record, I am thankful. I am also woozy, and have gotten lightheaded several times as I relived this memory to share it with you. You've got the power. But this is not a book about broken bones or snow.